Bitcoin slides toward the price. Germany sold 49,858 BTC. At Bitcoin traded at 61,332 on June 6, 2026, down 3.9% over 24 hours and 16.36% over the past week, according to live market data at the time of writing. That puts it within a few thousand dollars of the average price Germany received when it sold off its seized Bitcoin in mid-2024. Cointelegraph flagged the proximity in a post early Friday, turning an otherwise ordinary down day into a reminder of one of the most scrutinized government trades in the asset's history. The broader tape is ugly. Ether dropped 9.78% in a day to 1,597. Solana fell 6.3% to 64.55. XRP lost 5.47% to $1.11. And BNB slipped 4.85% to $576.80. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 14 in extreme fear territory. 7-day losses run deeper than the daily figures. Bitcoin is off 16.36% on the week, Ether down 20.49%, and Solana down 21.31%. The trade everyone still measures against between June and July 2024, the German government sold 49,858 BTC for roughly $289 billion, an average near $15,700 per coin. The stash came from assets seized in the Movie 2K piracy case, and German law pushed authorities to offload volatile seized property rather than hold it. The selling was heavy in public, tracked block by block on-chain, and it coincided with a local price dip that traders blamed on the government's flow. The decision aged badly. As Bitcoin climbed well past that level later in the cycle, the unrealized gap on those coins widened to an estimated $2.3 billion, a figure Cointelegraph and others documented at the time. The episode became shorthand for selling a volatile asset on a legal clock rather than a market one. That history is why $57,900 is not just another round number. It is a marked level, and the current slide is dragging spot back toward it. If Bitcoin keeps falling, the price would cross the exact zone where a G7 government exited tens of thousands of coins, an unusual case where a past seller's cost basis sits directly in the path of the present market. A protagonist for a thin conviction sell-off. Most of this week's move is macro, not crypto-specific. There is no single exploit, regulatory shock, or exchange failure in the signal flow driving the drop. Risk assets broadly sold into the weekend, and crypto, as the highest beta corner of the market, fell hardest. The fear and greed reading of 14 reflects positioning more than any one headline. The Germany framing matters because it gives an abstract drawdown, a reference point traders actually remember. A market sitting at extreme fear tends to look for levels with a story attached, and a government's $289 billion exit is a story. Whether the $57,900 area acts as support, a magnet, or just a number the price passes through, it is now the line the desk is watching. For holders, the more useful takeaway is mechanical. A 16% weekly drop compresses the buffer on any leverage position fast, and extreme fear readings have historically coincided with forced selling as liquidations cascade. None of that predicts a bottom. It does explain why moves accelerate once they start. Spending in custody under stress drawdowns like this are where the design of a crypto card shows its seams. Cards that draw directly from a volatile balance force a choice at the register. Sell into weakness to cover a purchase or top up from somewhere else. Users who fund spending from stablecoin balances sidestep that timing problem entirely, since the spend value does not move with Bitcoin or Ether. Custody is the other pressure point. Custodial card programs hold user balances on a company's books, which means a provider's solvency matters most precisely when markets are falling and counterparties are stressed. Cards built around spending from your own wallet avoid that exposure, at the cost of putting key management on the user. The trade-off is not abstract during a week when the index reads extreme fear. For readers in Germany specifically, the country's strict treatment of seized assets is a separate question from how residents fund and spend their own crypto, but the same custody logic applies.